Welcome to Monday Night, and we start with 1 hour of great music interspersed with radio legends like The Isle of Kevin, My Royal Memoirs, Late Lunch, Radio Cookery, not bad, eh? And Vectis Volunteers, in which we find out more about great island organisations and how you can help them. Monday evening will never be the same again. Well, until next week. Anyway, right, here we go. I bring you a few highlights from this week's edition of King News. From the letters page. Dear King Kev, I am sick and tired of yobbish thugs terrorising my neighbourhood. I blame woolly-minded liberal do-gooders, parents, schools, police, government, the lifeboat station, ice cream vans, Prince Philip. Editor's note. This letter has been cut simply to save space. I think we got the gist of it. And in local news, the local co-op was being repaired this morning after an automatic Skoda ploughed into the store while the driver slept at the wheel. 4 sausage rolls were taken to hospital and are now in critical condition, but store managers expect to have them back on the shelves next week. Meanwhile, police were called to the Flying Ferret last night after the smoking ban got out of hand. A delegation from Pipes in Society Smokers staged a smoking demonstration outside. Air fresheners were thrown and there was lots of foot stamping. Police arrested an innocent bystander, just for show, really. And St. Superbug Hospital unveiled its new air ripple bed, designed to provide maximum comfort for patients with sore bits. Doctors and nurses emerged from overnight trials with silly smiles and sticky out hair. And in sport, a football club with too much money has signed Terry Messi, brother of Lionel, on a transfer from the prenatal clinic in Argentina. Terry is expected to be born sometime later this year. His parents are said to be delighted to have received an offer of £20 to be increased subject to international appearances. Terry attracted interest from some of the major clubs after his mother revealed he'd been kicking a lot and she couldn't get a wink's sleep. Well, there you are.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Do you want to stay younger for longer? Just remember, more moles, more milk. Repeat it 20 times and you're sorted. My friends the scientists always tip me off first, and they tell me that people with more moles on their skin are likely to stay younger for longer. People with white skin average about 30 moles, so that's a reasonable benchmark, so get counting. And when you've finished squirming on the carpet with a mirror on a stick and finding things you weren't looking for, get down to the fridge and drink a pint of milk immediately. And drink another pint of milk tomorrow and every day for the rest of your whole life, because doing that cuts the risk of heart disease and stroke by 2/3. It must be right, because this is based on a 20-year study. So have you got that? Moles and milk. Oh, by the way, if you haven't got any moles, I do sell them by the dozen. Simply send me an email and a cheque for £100 sterling. Thanks. Take my advice, and you'll live forever, or even longer.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
And finally for this week, I am more and more impressed with the ingenuity of the people who make crisps. The flavours are really cool. You almost want to have a dinner party just so you can impress your guests with Welsh cheddar and fresh harvested Atlantic sea salt, or oregano and lamb fillet. Trouble is, these days, you need to earn a packet to buy a packet, don't you? Even worse, poor old chocolate's getting left behind. This has to stop. So here's my solution. Let's have some more interesting flavours for chocolate. How about fruit and salmonella, cracked tooth and nut, black pudding and giblets, cauliflower? If you have any other suggestions, please do keep them to yourself. Ah, time has run away with us again. That's it for this week. I'll see you next week on the good old Isle of Kevin. Yes, you're welcome to the Isle of Kevin. Goodbye. Welcome to Monday night, and we start with 1 hour of great music interspersed with radio legends like The Isle of Kevin, My Royal Memoirs, Late Lunch, Radio Cookery, not bad, eh? And Vectis Volunteers, in which we find out more about great island organisations and how you can help them. Monday evening will never be the same again. Well, until next week. Anyway, right, here we go.